Okay, this is a class for the first Gītam, Lambodara Lakumikara. It actually starts off with the Sahityam called Shri Gananada. So let me tell you the pattern of how I conduct these classes. I will first introduce you to the ragam, and then I will spell out the Sahityam, followed by a lesson of how to do the song Gītam using flat notation. Okay, in other words, you don't offer gamakas for each of the notes, and then we'll go through the Sahityam using the flat notation, or in other words, flat without non-gamakam based singing. Then the Gītam actually is a very valuable and very simplified spot to practice and learn gamakas early on in the music career. So we will then employ gamakas for the arohana avarohana, and then go over the entire song again with gamakas. Okay, this is set to ragam Malahari, which is a derivative of the Maya Malagula ragam, which is the 15th Melakarta ragam. Okay, these are sort of accounting things which are done in music. Okay, there are 72 Melakartas, and this is the 15th Janya, or it's derived from the 15th. The Thalam is Rupaka Thalam. I will assume that you know Thalams based upon Alankaras and move on with this. Okay, the Arohana Arohana of this ragam goes like this. Sari Ma Pa Da Sa Sa Da Pa Ma Ga Ri Sa Sa Ri. So first thing you should do is align your voice with the Shruti. Sa Pa Sa Pa Sa. Now the Re comes very close to Sa note. Sa Re. Very close to Sa. Ma Pa. Okay, the only way you can check whether you're singing correctly is maybe you can make a quick recording of what you're singing and compare it to this. Okay. Da Sa Da Sa Da Pa Ma Ga Ri. So this ragam does not have the nishadam or no ni, and in the ascending order there is no ga or no gandharam. Okay, let's get on with the song. First we'll swing the swaram. Ma Pa Da Sa Sa Ri. Okay, what is to be observed here? The song starts at ma. Ma Pa. Okay, one thing you got to do when you are singing these songs in the Gītam stage is to sing it loud and clear. So that first thing, if you don't hear yourself, it means you're probably singing it wrong. You don't know whether the Shruti is matched or not. It'll be a good idea to get a Shruti box, or there are Shruti CDs available at different pitches. And then play the CD or turn on the Shruti box at your particular Shruti and then go along with that. Ma Pa Da Sa Sa Ri. Ma Pa. Clear Ma, clear Pa, and the distance should be around the same. Da Sa. So it's just exploring on part of the Arohana. Sa Ri. Observe that there's a janta there. In other words, there's a two sa's coming together, and that should sound as sa 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 ri. That's the true form of janta. The janta should jump. The next second letter in the janta should jump. Okay, and it should be an instantaneous and strong jump. Okay, that's why you're placing the emphasis there. Ma pa da sa sa ri. Remember that the first note in the janta you don't jump, only the second note. Please, if you notice the, I'm continuing there. After re, the second re is actually a janta. Sa ri ri sa. Moving along. Da pa ma pa. Okay. That whole line once again. Ma pa da sa sa ri ri sa da pa ma pa. So sing loudly so that you can hear your voice ringing. That is the cue. Okay, we move on to the next line. Re ma pa da ma pa. Re. Okay, when you come down, usually the avarohanam is sometimes tougher than the arohana. Pa re. You had to come from pa to re. Okay, there's a jump from the previous note to re. Re ma pa da ma pa. Okay, re ma pa da ma pa da pa ma ga ri sa da pa ma ga ri sa. Okay, every note should be sounded like a sounding board. You should be hearing it nicely. Da pa ma ga ri sa. Ask yourself, are you able to hear the resonance in your voice? There is a resonance, certain resonance in the voice, where your voice actually amplifies more. That is your natural voice, okay? So you should be able to hear that resonance. That is very important. Sa ri ma ga ri. Okay, now sa, it's almost like a janta, but it's just a placeholder. Sa, so the sa is actually dirgam. Re ma ga re. Okay, sa re ga re sa. Okay, that's the way it comes. We move on. Re ma pa dha ma pa. So this is a basically the same as the second line. So just sing along, and since you have a real audio, you can just move the cursor back if you want to hear this whole thing again and so on. Okay, so you should try to sing along till you get it correctly. Re ma pa dha ma pa. Okay, next again da pa ma ga ri sa. Da pa ma ga ri sa. Sa re ma ga ri sa re ga re sa. Okay, now this is the basic swaram. Okay, so the swaram basically repeats once again. So we'll not do the whole swaram once again. Okay, but let's get to the sahitya, which is more interesting. But it's important to do the swaram first, okay? And even every practice is first to the swaram. Only then you should get the swaragnanam will improve, or you'll know where the swaram lies in the frequency scale, and you'll be able to pick up a note and immediately sing it, or do the janta correctly, and so on and so forth. Okay, so this particular song is so simple because it's sort of a very easygoing up and down type song, and even the use of jantas is also very minimal. Okay, you just saw some jantas in the earlier first line, maybe that's all. So next, the later songs you'll see more use of janta, more use of little more complex phrases like dirghams and so on and so forth. Okay, that's how it builds up. Anyway, so let's get to the sahityam. So the sahityam, you should first understand the words, and you should know that you should keep the integrity of the words together. Okay. Okay, the sahityam reads as Shri Gananada Sindura Varna Karuna Sagara Karivadana Lambodara Lakumikara Ambasuta Amara Vinuta. Okay, so say the words first. Shri Gananatha சிந்தூரவர்ண கருணசாகர கரிவதன லம்போதர லகுமிகர அம்பாசுத அமர வினுத. Okay, so this word should be clear. So when we sing, we have to, singing is almost like speaking, except for the fact that you're giving some frequencies to what you're speaking. Okay, but the words, just like you keep the words together when you speak, the words should be together when you sing. Okay, observe here. Shri Gananada. Okay, so even though it took me a longer time to say the words Shri Gananada, the word did not break down in between. Okay, now how did I sing that? Ma pa, ma pa da sa sa ri is translated literally as Shri. Okay, this is an example of an akaram, or actually ekaram. Shri, that e comes as ma pa. One way to understand that is first say ma pa and then say ah, ah. That is an example of an akaram. So the Gitam is a simplest place where you learn, start learning the notion of akaram, which is very important from both Varnam Kriti and Alapana and other Manodharma perspectives. Shri. So you have to, the words Mapa should actually flash in your head when you are actually singing Shri. Okay, that is what is known as Swaragnanam. Shri. You should know the Swarams underlying that. Gananada. Notice that the Janta is speaks here also. Dasasari is spoken as Gananada. If you feel that, first thing you should hear yourself and ask, does it sound correctly, Dasasari? Or does it sound like this recording? If not, must be something wrong. How can you correct something wrong? You have to localize what is wrong and then fix it. So then break it up into smaller pieces. And if the whole thing doesn't come, just break it up into smaller pieces. Gana dasa ah gana nada. Notice that second sa is a janta. So you always remember, whenever you see the two sa's, the second sa should jump. Nada, it actually rings more than jumps. Nada sindura varna. Okay, sindura varna. Okay, here is an example where sindura varna. Okay, so here the emphasis or the length is given to the words or the aksharams which have longer actually length. Sindura, 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 it's not pronounced like that. Sindura varna. Okay, sindura. Okay, now notice that it's a descending order here. Re sa da pa sindura. Again, if you want to break it up, this is a very good exercise to do akaram for piece by piece, so that you can pick up and focus on the notes while singing in an akaram fashion, and then pick up the sahityam. Sahityam is easy. Sindura. Okay, next we go to varna, varna mapa. Okay, karuna re ma pa. Okay, that comes as karuna. Okay, then we move on. Sagara da ma pa. Okay, each note should ring, that is the key note. Sagara karuna, sagara kari vadana. Sagara. So notice that sagara, you know, normally think of it as it at one, you say it in one shruti, but normally when you're singing like this, it goes from da ma pa, it's going down and going up again. Da ma pa, that is the only difference. And again, if you have some awkward notes like this, you should take it in akaram and practice it. So, and it should be crisp and explicitly articulated. The articulation is very important. Sagar. Okay, we move on. Da pa kari. Okay, we move on. Magari sa vadana. Okay, vadana. Vadana. Okay, this akaram is very important because it can actually sing the length of the whole thing in akaram, and keeping the clarity and keeping the shruti shuddham, or the precise precision of the shrutis. Okay, we move on to the next line. Lambodhara sa lam. Okay, easy. Bo re ma. Bo da re re ma ga re. So here you notice you have an up and down movement. Okay, it's not just an upward movement like the arohana, or just a fully downward movement. You have both an up and down. Okay, bodhara. Okay, we move on to the next phrase. Lakumikara sarigarisa. Slakumikara. Okay. Ambasutha amara vinuta is the next line. Ambasutha rima pada. It's all ascent. Amba. Okay, now you come down quickly and go up once more. Suta a dama pa. It comes like that, right? Dama pa a suta. Okay. Amara da pa ma. Amara. Okay, all these three things you should practice: the flat notes, the sahityam, and the akaram should be practiced. Vi note amara. Okay, we finished that. Vi note garisa. Vinuta amara vinuta. Okay, remember amara is one word, vinuta is one word, so the break between them should be slightly emphasized. Even the akaram, you see there is a slight shake I give at ga. Little bit emphasis. Vinuta. Okay, that way the words integrity and the words will be projected correctly. Next line is pretty much the same.
Lambodhara lakumikara.
Okay, so there is another set of sahityam which is pretty much similar to the first half in terms of the notes which I used, just the words are different. The words go as follows: Siddha Charana Ganasevita Siddhi Vinayaka Te Namo Namo Sakalavidyadi Pujita Sarvottama Te Namo Namo. We are going to sing this quickly. Siddha Charana. Okay, notice that the reason why you have this is to give you a practice for a different type of akaram. First time you did Shri. In other words, the akaram was at the first two notes. Now here, Siddha Cha. So the akaram has moved to Cha. Siddha Charana. But we are actually smart. We are singing the whole thing in akaram. If you practice that, Siddha Charana becomes a piece of cake. Siddha Charana. Even there, Charana. Only the second sa. Rana. You should hear that ringing note or a janta. Gana. Remember, the second re is also janta. Gana. Re sa. Da pa ma pa se vita. Okay. Gana se vita. Okay. Siddhi Vinayaka. Re ma pa da ma pa. Siddhi Vinayaka. Okay, we move on. Te namo namo dha pa ma ga ri sa. Te namo namo. Okay, then the entire Lambodar Lakamikara is repeated. Lambodar Lakumikara Ambasuta Amaravinuta Lambodar Lakumikara. Okay, we move on to the next one. Sakala Vidya. Observe very carefully that Siddha Charana was Dasa was the Akaram. Here now Sari has become the Akaram. In other words, the Akaram is moving. Siddha no, Sakala Vidya. Okay, Sakala Vidya. The it should come like that, so but it's a little bit longer word, so this is actually a tougher sangati here. Sakala mapada, you can break it there. Vidyadi vidya sasari vidya. Vidyadi Vidyadi Pujita Da Pa Ma Pa Pujita. Okay, we move on. Sarvottama Sarvottama Namo Namo. Sarvottama
री मा प स वो तम
के समटाइम्स स्पेस To make the akaram very explicit in terms of the words you're singing. For example,
sar.
Okay, initially it might sound harsh, but you can sublimate it later. Initially, you want to be correct and make sure that you're singing each note as the correct length, the correct shruti.
Sar wo.
You're actually singing o little more explicitly, right?
Sar wo. Tam te namo namo dapa magarisa
So observe that in the akaram I'm making every note explicit by I'm trying to split it that way. This is a very useful exercise. It helps you open up your mouth correctly for the akaram.
Lambodhara.
No, okay, so you finish up basically Lambodhara Lakamikara and all that. One more thing I wanted to mention was in the practice. See, these are all very important practices. Okay, you can ignore them at your own peril. If you, one beautiful exercise here in the simple Geetam is the singing of the whole Geetam in Akaram. Now that you have learned the Swaram and the Sahityam, these are all basically crutches. I mean, they help you put things in your in the right position and so on. One, the final abstract form of music is Akaram, and you can learn the Akaram in this form. Basically, you have to string together the Akarams you sang for each of the pieces and sing the whole Geetam. So observe like this. Okay, we saw the, that's the first line.
Mapa desa sari ri sa da pa mapa
is what we sang, okay?
Ri ma pa da ma pa.
I'll just speed up so that we can get going with this faster.
Da pa ma ga ri sa. Sari ma ga ri sari ga ri sa ri ma pa dha ma pa da pa ma ga ri sa
By doing this, you'll make sure that each note is sung explicitly, each note is sung for the same correct length, each note is held in the correct shruti, and your akaram skills will pick up, and these are all the things you need to learn in a Geetam. Okay? Now, we'll go on to a little more complex form of the Geetam, which is the Gamaka version of the Geetam. Normally people introduce, music teachers introduce Gamakas in the Varnam stage, but I believe Geetam is in fact a much more simpler place and more structured place to learn the Gamakas, and Gamakas are not hard. Okay, here you don't have to worry about other types of complexity. The Geetam appeals to you intuitively, and you can pick up and focus on the Gamakas. The basic trick in music is to divide and conquer. You need to understand, break up things into smaller pieces, break up Gamakas into smaller segments, make sure you understand that, and then put them together. Okay, now what is the structure of the Gamaka for this ragam? This ragam has some characteristic Gamakas for every note. Okay, observe.
Sa pa sa. So the sa pa sa don't have gamakas. That's the first rule. Now the rishabam or ri, since it's very close to sa, essentially oscillates around sa. In other words, you pick up the frequency at sa and you do the following trick. Okay, you sing like this. Instead of singing sa ri, you do the following trick. You just say sa sari 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 sari. So you're just doing a repetitive pattern here. Instead of doing sa ri, the trick you're playing is sa sari 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 sari. And instead of calling it sari 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 sari, you are actually calling it as an akaram for ri, or you're calling it an ekaram or ri ri. So observe that sari 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 ri. The most important thing about the gamakas is that the full gamaka should be articulated correctly. In other words, sari sari should be projected well in the akaram for ri ri. This is the basic form of the rishabha gamaka. You can sublimate it in other ways, but you should first sing it explicitly in the early stage. Re. It is nothing but sari 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 sari, sung as akaram. So observe that gamaka is nothing but akaram. Okay, but obviously it's sung at a higher frequency, a higher rate. Okay, you are actually moving in the frequency scale up and down pretty fast. Okay. Ma pa. So observe that there's no special gamaka for ma. It's also held flat usually in this ragam. The pada 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 da sa. That's it. Okay, that's the gamakas. Now the canonical form or the usual basic form for arohana arohana is to do the gamaka oscillation twice for the notes for which you apply the gamakas. In other words, you sing like sa ri, that's it. Sari sari ma pa pada pada sa. Sari ma pa da sa. Sari ma pa da sa. Okay, this is the very important aspect. Okay, you should get this correctly. Sa da sa pada pada pa ma maga maga ga maga maga sari sari sa. It comes like that. Sa da sa da pa maga ri sa. Sa pada pada sa da pa ma flat. Okay, ga maga maga pa maga ri sa. Sari sari sa ma maga maga sari sari sa. Okay, sa da pa maga ri sa. Okay, so this is the most important part of the gamakas, and you should make sure you articulate this clearly every time you sing it. Now the next thing we learn in gamakas is to connect one gamaka to the other. In other words, wherever you left off the previous note or the previous gamaka, you pick up there to go to the next note. So observe sari. Actually you're starting from sari sari, you're starting from sa. So the gamakam for sa, for ri, starts from sa. Sari ma pa ri ma pa, it goes like that. Sari ma pa, actually you can hold ma flat also. Pa da sa da sa sa da sa da sa ba ba da pa da pa ma ga ri ga ma ga ma ga ma ma ri ra ri sa ri sa. It comes like that. Ma ga ri sa. Okay, so let's ignore this one extra complexity, you'll pick that up by intuition later. This, when you sing the second speed, sa re ma sa re ma pa da sa, you basically speed up the gamakams, that's all. Sa sa re sa re ma pa pa da pa da sa, as simple as that. Sa re ma pa da sa. But the key thing is when you're doing it at the speed, the gamakam has to be fully articulated. In other words, should be clear. Pa da sa re. So you should have the flexibility of the voice, or should, you should develop the flexibility of the voice to be able to sing that akaram. Re ma pa da da pa da pa da. So the way to develop the akaram is very simple. Again, sing the notes underlying to the akaram. Sa sari 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 ri. This is the practice for Rishabham Gamakam. Sari 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 ri. Ma pa da sa pa pa da pa da sa pa da 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 da pa da pa da pa da. This is the practice you need to do, because Gamakam is inherently akaram. Sa da ba ma ga ri sa sa pa da pa da pa ma ma ga ma ga sari sari sa sa da ba ma ga ri sa sa da ba ma ga ri sa. By doing this, you force yourself to actually open your mouth. If you actually close your mouth, it's much more harder to sing this gamakams in the correct form I described just now. Okay, when you go really fast, faster than this, you, instead of doing two oscillations, you do one oscillation. Sa re ma pa da sa sa da ba ma ga ri sa 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 re ma pa pa da sa 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 da pa ma ma ga ga ri si sa. It comes with that. Sa da ba ma ga ri sa sa re ma pa da sa sa da ba ma ga ri sa. Okay, so let's move on to the Geetam and observe how the gamakams is placed on the notes. It just follows the rules, as simple as that. Shri. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to interchangeably do the gamakams, swaram and saityam here. Shri Gadnada. Okay, observe here. Now we started having shakes for them. Last time we had ma pa dha, it was flat, right? Now ma pa dha pa da pa da pa da sa sa sari sari sari. Okay, this is the rule you have to remember. Shri, because ma was flat, right, in the arohana arohana. Similarly, it is flat in the Geetam. Ga na ga da pa da pa da sa Gananada. Okay, ta ri sa da pa ma pa. One thing you should notice is not that every note shakes. Just because you want to shake, you should not shake everything. Only the admissible notes which are allowed to shake should shake. Ri sa sindura varna ri sa da pa sindur a. So again, you can add on more complexity by learning how to do the akaram, but most importantly, first start with the swaram. Ri sa da pa sindur. Okay, the articulation should be done fully. Varna ma pa, no gamakams there. Karuna sagar ri ma sari sari ma pa pada pada ma da ma pa. It comes like that. Karuna sagar sa pada pada dama pa sagar dama is because it, you continue from da where you left off. करुण सागर आ कम्स दैट वे करिवदन दापमगारीस करि comes like that. Bodhara lakumi lakumi kara. Now you observe why sarigarisa is more harder than Rimapadamapa or Mapadasa Sari, because you have gamakams all over the place. Ri has a gamakam, ga has a gamakam and comes down.
La sala ku sari ga mi maga maga sari sari mi kara la ku mi kara.
Okay, we move on.
Ba asut ri ma pa da ma pa ba asut.
Okay.
Da pa pa da pa da pa amar amar vinut ga maga maga sari sari sa vinut.
Okay.
Lambodar lakumi kara.
Okay, we move on to the next line.
Siddha charana chandasa sari.
Now observe that the janta is still placed there, because the janta actually turns out to be a form of a gamakam. In the Dashavidha or the tenfold types of gamakams, janta is listed as one of the types of gamakams.
Siddha charana gana.
Observe that this is a janta type phrase, but you immediately pick up the gamakam.
Gana risa a sevita pada pada pa ma pa sevita.
We move on.
Siddhi vinayaka Rima pa pada pada mama pa siddhi vinayak te pada pada pa namo ma maga maga namo ri sari sari sa namo namo.
Okay, then again you do lambodra. So I'll just move on to the next piece to finish this up.
Sakala vidyadi sakala ma pada 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 vidyadi sa sa sa.
That's just janta, which I remarked is a form of gamakam.
Adi.
Now the two re's actually come as two sets of gamakams, and you don't necessarily have to put a strong emphasis between them. Aadi is also okay because the gamakam actually extends. Re sari 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 sa. Okay, that itself is a form of janta. It's called a gamakam janta variety. Aadi vidyadi. Okay. Poo pada pada pa ma pa. Pujit sarvottam rima pa pada pada ma pada ma pa sarvottam te namo namo. Okay, pretty much like the earlier one. Now the final lesson in this thing is to be able to sing the whole song in akaram, just like we akaram and jan and with the gamakams. Okay, this is the most advanced form of the Geetam practice. So if you're learning for the first time, you might get bored of the gamakams for the first time, but you should come back and keep at it. That's why I put up this web page for you. I leave that without any remark, but because if you have come so far, you'll be able to decipher what I sang just now. Okay, so good luck with your learning.